And welcome into what I'm sure will be a memorable Tuesday edition of the Robbie and Rex Road program here on 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Tuesday morning. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Joe Rex Road has pulled off the hoodie, and the low-T Titan shirt has come out in full force today, baby. Joe?
This is a low-T alert.
How we doing?
Doing all right. Shout out to Keith. Keith from Nolensville. So I did get the shirt. I've worn it a couple times now, right?
Yeah.
But today may be the most appropriate wearing yet of this shirt. Low-T Titans are out of HC.
It's in full force out there today. Ian Safar, how we doing? What's going on?
Good morning. Another wonderful day in Titanland, huh?
Sure is.
It's just never ending. I guess we kind of had talked about the firing of Callahan for weeks now.
I mean, Robbie called this one.
I did.
And so I guess we shouldn't be too surprised, right?
But I guess I'm not, yes. I guess.
No. Surprised, no. Appalled, yes, by the entire thing.
You know, I was joking, kind of, after the game on Sunday. I was like, you know, everybody's going to look at the Vrabel game. But if you're Amy, you're looking for that coaching bump, right? You're like, you know, you fire the coach, team plays better, get that short-term bump. Maybe you do it before the Vrabel game. Chess, not checkers. Turns out maybe she was listening.
Mike McCoy.
Gone on Monday.
Maybe, that's right. Maybe you gave her the idea. This is a possibility.
It's not impossible.
It's not impossible. Yeah. I mean, look, hey, the Titans closely monitor this show.
They do.
I promise you that. And, I mean, I assume others too. And now today, Mike McCoy will round everybody up and start getting people fired up to beat those New England Patriots.
Just dartboards of Vrabel around the entire building. This is the guy that we must take down on Sunday.
Yeah, like at least if you can, when you're, you know, if you're making an attack on the other sideline, see if you can give him a little forearm shiver, you know? Oh, my God.
May not be the coach you want to do that to.
No. No, but that may be the only thing the Titans can do to the first place Mike Vrabel to bother him. What a glorious confluence of events here. And what a franchise, man. What a franchise. Is this the worst franchise in pro sports?
It's steadily climbing that list. Steadily climbing.
Like, what are we always talk about the NFL. Like obviously, the Jets.
Yeah.
And you know, the Browns, I think, are – who else? I mean, like the Rockies.
Rockies are pretty bad, man. Sabres.
Buffalo Sabres.
Sabres
cannot,
are pretty bad.
They just spin their wheels.
Yeah.
We always think, oh, no, this – and okay, now they – but, yeah.
Wizards
are –
there's a few in the NBA.
That's the thing. So some of them are just like – I mean, obviously, if you lose all the time, that must say something about – I don't know all the dynamics of all of these – you know, like in terms of ownership, front office, stuff like that. But those are, I think those are good, like consistent losers. Now, the Titans, 3 years ago, they were in first place in the AFC South. I mean, it's amazing. Like 3 years ago, they had everybody. All these people that have been fired were all still in place.
Yeah.
Now, A.J. Brown was gone. So, but other than that, 3 years ago, first place team.
Yeah.
And here they are. It's, you know, can they sustain this terribleness over a long period of time? We'll see.
Oh, I've got faith in them.
But they've, I mean, they got a real chance here.
They do.
They got a real chance.
They do. So, Brian Callahan fired as Titans head coach. Mike McCoy, after some time yesterday, has been named the interim head coach by the Tennessee Titans. You had Chad Brinker and Mike Borgonzi addressing the media.
The late night presser.
The late night presser, of which, I mean, it was very interesting press conference. We will get into most of that coming up a little bit later in the program. But I was watching. I just couldn't help myself. I was watching Borgonzi's face the whole time, and I was just like, that man has the look of a man who regrets taking a job. That's the only thing I can think about the whole time. And he was I got some back and forth with some Titans fans on Twitter after it, and I get it. Like, you know, I'm sure it was a long day for Mike Borgonzi yesterday. But I do think that there is a difference between, like, you know, obviously he knew when he took the job what the power structure was going to look like, and he knew that Amy Adams Strunk had been in the habit of firing people all the time. But I think, like, you've got an idea in your head when you're taking a job of, like, what it's going to be like and things you could do to come in and change things. And then you get to actually live it out and experience it. And what an experience it's been so far for Mike Borkonzie through six games. Just great stuff in there.
Okay, Mike, you can speak. You you will answer this question. I will not answer. You will answer this question.
Mike, I'm tired of talking on this one. You take it.
No, I think you may be right. He certainly, you know, I don't know if that was regret on his face. It was certainly not a joyful time.
It was not.
For Mike Borkonzie.
Although he did say, quarterback. Idea.
I did not want the quarterback. You wanted the quarterback. I wanted to get the draft picks. You made us take the quarterback.
Boy.
Oh, my God.
Just
I'm
sorry. Really good stuff. So, yeah. You know, this happens early yesterday afternoon. The Titans fire Brian Callahan, and this is the statement that they put out there. I will read it quickly. This is from Chad Brinker. After extended conversations with our owner and general manager, we met with Brian Callahan this morning to tell him we're making a change at head coach. These decisions are never easy, and they become more difficult when they involve people of great character. We're grateful for Brian's investment in the Titans and Tennessee community during his tenure as head coach. We thank him and his family for being exemplary ambassadors of the Tennessee Titans. While we are committed to be impatient and a strategic plan to build a sustainable winning football program, we have not demonstrated sufficient growth. Our players, fans, and community deserve a football team that achieves a standard we are not currently meeting, and we are committed to making the hard decisions necessary to reach and maintain that standard. That was the statement from Chad Brinker yesterday.
Okay. Yeah, and then look, what does it say that I mean, there were hours with who's going to be the interim coach?
Yep.
Hours. Now, I heard some conversation elsewhere yesterday. It's like, well, I mean, why should he have a plan? You know, I mean, you're not going to tell the interim coach. Like, no, you don't tell the interim coach before you fire Brian. Hey, man, we're about to fire Brian, but be ready. No, but you have a plan that you've discussed with yourselves. So yeah, that you don't have people sitting there waiting to find out who the coach is and then waiting for a 7:30 p.m. presser?
Yeah.
So what does that say?
It says that Amy fired Brian Callahan yesterday and Mike Borkonzie and Chad Brinker was not planning on doing that yesterday.
We're scrambling to try to figure things out. Oh, my God. What do I do with my hands?
That's exactly what it
right?
says.
Right? Like, that has to be what it is.
That or they're just completely incompetent. Right. One of the two.
Right.
Maybe
like,
both.
Like, and you know what? Look, at this point, with everything that's gone on, I understand everybody's an idiot. Everybody's an idiot. I get it. Okay? But no. Like, these people can tie their own shoes and show up at work and like not spill coffee on themselves when they drive to work every day. There's no one is that incompetent to be like, okay, you know, let's talk with Amy. We'll get Brian out. And then, oh crap. We didn't even think about who the interim coach might be. Oh geez. What are we? Oh shoot. We have to talk to media. Oh my God. We've been planning this for weeks and we don't even know. No, that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Here we go. Trigger finger owner again. Strikes again. And maybe, seriously, I actually could believe that she was like, oh, Robbie may have a point. I mean, I can believe it.
That's a good tweet from Robbie there. It's a good tweet. Maybe we'll get that fired coaching bump and come in here and kick Vrabel's ass real quick.
Hey, sure. I don't know. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. And again, like, if you're a Titans fan today, who wants to come out and say, well, I don't want Jerry Jones. Who cares if Amy talks? Just save it. Take it to another show. I don't want to hear it. I'm going to actually read word for word a Kaharsky tweet that I think, you know.
Yeah.
It, like, explains it. Like, no. You understand the money that has been extracted from the people of this city where she doesn't live? No. You don't just let her off the hook for this.
Well, so let me be clear on all this. You know, the firing of Brian Callahan, as you know, Joe, you know, this is something I was calling for a couple weeks ago. So, like, I'm not really all that upset that they fired Brian Callahan here. It needed to be done. He's not a good coach. Like, it's very obvious that he's not a good coach, and they totally screwed up a hire. And he I don't know if he wasn't ready or if he's just not good. But it did not work here with Brian Callahan. So, let me start there. Having said that, you know, I can hold that opinion. And also acknowledge at the same time
that the way that all of this has gone down is totally symptomatic of why they are where they are, right? And this is, you know, this is, if you're hand drawing the start to the Cam Ward era, I don't know that you could have drawn it worse than the way it's gone so far. He looks bad. He's playing poorly on the field. He's not being developed right now. So now you've had to fire the coach. And we're talking about, you know, we were talking about continuity and having Cam Ward come in and, you know, have the same offense around him, learn the offense, grow with the offense, all these things. And now 6 games in to his career, you fired the coach. So I, you know, I recognize both things. That is all, that's not good for Cam Ward. I also think the coach was that bad. So that's where I come down on this. But man, like it goes to me, this goes back to the end of last year and highlights even more why if you were going to fire Rand Carthon after last year, the fact that you held on to the coach is just the dumbest thing ever. And we talked about this at the time, and what we said was, hey, we're going to be doing this again next year because you fired the general manager, and now you've got a head coach, and the likelihood is you're going to fire him next year because they're not going to be very good. And here we are, not even the full year. We're 6 games in, and they fired the coach.
Well, I can't claim to first guess that just because I wasn't certain at that point that Callahan was bad. I think this year has brought some things to light that, you know, as we talked about, like, I didn't, like, all this stuff, especially at the beginning of the year, like, where the hell was this last year, you know? So, but yeah, you certainly could make the case to move on from him after a year. But, you know, and even like the hiring of him, you know, this is going to be revised history, but he was, I mean, everybody's talking about Joe Brady. He was Joe Brady of 2 cycles ago. That's what he was. Other people were going to hire him. And I promise you, he was good in the interviews, and it was, I'm sure, good with Carolina in the interviews. And some, like, it just doesn't work out sometimes, you know. But it is amazing how, like, it just doesn't work out for these guys.
Yeah.
So, but like the idea that, and then you idiots hired this guy. What were you thinking? Well, I mean, they were fighting with teams for this guy, you know. And I just think the one thing that wasn't really talked about last night enough. And I know there's all kinds of stuff going on. Let's talk about Mike McCoy and how he's going to change things. Can't wait to hear all that stuff today. But it's just the fact that, again, these guys who are up there talking, it's their job to give a coach players. I that's one question I didn't hear yesterday that I wanted someone to say, hey, you haven't seen growth? Have you given him any players to have growth, to make growth possible? So, yes, of course we all agree. Brian Callahan is not good, and this was going to happen, and it just, you know, he wasn't good. But also, like, the guys who were talking last night, and I know Borgonzi's pretty new, but it's not like they've done their jobs well.
Yeah. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. We are off and running today. Going to be a busy day here on the program. Nick Suss from the Tennessean will join us at 8 o'clock. Brian Callahan has been fired. Mike McCoy named the interim coach for the Titans. More on that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game.
Brian Callahan is, as you all know, is a man of high character. He's a good man. He's a good football coach. He's got a wonderful family. And Amy has entrusted me to make tough decisions in this organization. And working with Mike and I and meeting with her this morning and talking through all this, we just felt like this was the right time to make a change. Now, that doesn't change the fact that the things that we said in the preseason about, you know, we were looking for growth in this football team. And that's what this is about right now, is we're not seeing enough growth from this football team. We're 1-5, and we got to be better in this. And I want to acknowledge the fact that we're all frustrated. We understand that you, the fan, you're frustrated with everything that's going on. But we're doing everything we can. We will do everything we can to build a football program that you can be proud of. So we do want to wish Brian Callahan and his family the very best. These things are tough because there's relationships involved. There's a human element to all this, so it doesn't make it easy. But we know at this time where we are as a football program, we needed to make a change because we got to start growing and getting better.
That's Chad Brinker in his fireside chat last night after the Titans fired Brian Callahan. Take your thoughts, 615-737-1025, our phone number, 615-737-1025.
Are you out of the text line again still?
Dang it!
Text line driven by WilsonCounty.com, 615-737-1025. I'll try to keep up with you guys today, but it's going to be very difficult because I'm already falling way behind. Someone did ask if Bill Callahan is – no, Bill Callahan's gone.
He's gone.
Bill Callahan's not – oh, yeah, I'll stick around and keep working for this owner after firing my son. So, sounds great. No, of course he's gone. Now, I was correct. People talking about Nick Holtz leaving. He's not leaving, dude. Nick Holtz is lucky to be an offensive coordinator in the NFL. Frankly, I think that might be one of the critical mistakes that Brian Callahan made in his first coaching tenure. But, yeah, Nick Holtz is still around. And, of course, he got passed over for interim coach. We'll get into the interim coach thing later. There's a lot
Not calling plays? Still not? Not the interim coach? It's okay.
I'm fine.
So everything's good?
Everything's good. I think the prevailing – Coin Clark's for a lot of people. When is Chad Brinker getting the boot? Someone in the YouTube chat asks, is he doing voodoo on Amy to keep his job? I mean, he's next, right?
I guess.
I mean, maybe. Maybe not. Maybe he's just part of the tree of trust and, you know, he's untouchable. I don't know. But realistically, the cycle will continue.
Yeah.
Before long.
Well, I mean, look, he's, as Paul Kuharsky pointed out last night, I mean, he's been there for all of it. You know, Andrew asked him at the press conference last night, and we're going to get into that here in just a few minutes of why in the world a Titans fan should trust him. But, I mean, it's, you know, this is the same old stuff from the Titans. And this is now – I mean, think about this, Joe. 2022, you fire J-Rob. 2023, you fire Vrabel. 2024, you fire Carthon. 2025, you fire Brian Callahan. That's where they're at right now. And, by the way, I mean, that was, you know – there's a lot of people talking about this around the league right now that are, you know, talking about the firing of Brian Callahan, and they don't know the ins and outs of the Titans franchise, and they don't know everything that's gone down here. But the only thing they see, and what I saw all over the place from national people yesterday, was that.
Yeah.
2022 J-Rob, 2023 Vrabel, 2024 Carthon, 2025 Callahan.
Well, it's become extraordinary.
Yeah.
This is now exceptional. This is now, oh, wow. In a league where people get fired all the time and there's all different kinds of owners, some bad owners, this stands out now. This is like, what is happening in Nashville? What in the hell is going on there? That's where we are now. So, congratulations, Titans. You got more national attention.
Well, and what it does is it just screams that you have no idea what you're doing. That's what it is. It's total incompetence. And again, Brian Callahan, not good. Brian Callahan, bad head coach. One of the worst head coaches in the history of this franchise. There's no doubt about it. But the totality of it, all of it, when you think about the cycle that they're in right now, it's just another example of just total screaming incompetence from this organization. To the point where now it's like, okay, well, I guess you're going to go hire another coach here at some point. And then when you hire this coach, Joe, it's going to be a head coach that's brand new, a general manager that's in his first year, and you've got this president of football operation that's been around for all this. So I guess he's probably next on the chopping block, but I don't know. But when's that going to happen, right? Like next year, if they're not 9-8, are they firing him? Like it's crazy where we're at right now.
Right, exactly. And then you have, of course, you've got the cycle with Cam Ward. Is he good?
Right.
Is he going to be good? Are they screwing him up? Is Mike McCoy going to, you know, I guess if Mike McCoy stopped calling so many screens, there start there. But you've got to obviously have Cam in mind with your next head coaching hire. But, you know, TD asked the question. I mean, Mike from PA points out, you know, who's hiring the next coach? Sorry, I don't understand the question. There was a little back and forth there, but that's what TD was trying to, you know, trying to ask. And, of course, the answer, as the Titans typically do, well, collectively, basically, we'll collaborate. We'll all collaborate.
Yeah, okay. That's going well.
Just like the collaboration yesterday of those guys being told, yeah, you got to fire him today. Oh, crap. Hey, guys, can you do a midnight presser? We'll be ready by then.
Yeah, I mean, it's just – and she can't help herself. That's the other part of this, too. Like, I have no doubt that – Borgonzi and Brinker heading into all this believed that, you know, all that stuff they were preaching, right? Like patience, patience, patience. It's going to take a while. Like they're trying to, you could see it. They're trying to set the table heading into this year. They know what the roster is. They know that they're bad. I don't know that they were like married to Brian Callahan and him being the coach, but they're married to this process here. And 6 games in, they fired the head coach. Like she can't help herself. And that's what it is with this organization.
Right. And again, we'll all agree, Brian Callahan, not a good coach.
Not good.
But again, like, are we still looking at this team and, you know, just keep blaming J-Rob forever and ever? Forever and ever, amen. J-Rob. I mean, again, Brinker has been here through all of these missteps.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to believe that he's independent of them.
Yeah.
Hard. But you're right. Is he next? Is it, you know, another, if they're bad next year, well, okay, it was actually a bad GM hire. Sorry.
Yeah.
So does that mean, you know, all those guys out of here? Ziegler and, you know, all those, you're all out.
They got 9 Super Bowls between them.
I heard. Yeah. So that means a lot good to people right now.
Yeah. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Brinker was asked a very direct question last night that I thought was interesting, thought his response was interesting. We'll get into that coming up next. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. The Titans fire Brian Callahan. Mike McCoy named interim head coach after apparently some deliberation. And Chad Brinker and Mike Borgonzi addressing the media last night. So, couple of interesting things at the press conference last night. You know, it was an interesting back and forth to watch. It was fun to watch Borgonzi's face the whole time, who looked like he'd rather be anywhere else than where he was last night. And frankly, I don't blame him. But, whoo.
All right, Mike, you got to answer this one. Sorry, but you got to answer this one. Okay. Thanks, Chad.
Brinker was asked by our good friend Andrew at one point, why fans should trust him, who has been here for all of this, with Vrabel, with Carthon, and now with Callahan. He's been there for the whole thing. So why in the world should fans trust you? Here's what Chad Brinker had to say to that last night.
3 of these kind of decisions at this point. Why should fans trust you to be able to get this right based on the plan, since the plan hasn't gone right now 3 different times?
Yeah, you know, I've been entrusted to do this job. And that's all I can say is we're going to work to get this right. You know, both Mike and I come from places where we've won a lot of football games. We got a front office that I think between all of us, we got 9 Super Bowls. We've seen what winning football looks like, and we know what that looks like. So we're going to do everything we can to support the staff currently. Our players. It's still early in the season. And there's a lot of work to be done. There's still a lot of football to play. So I think, we're just as frustrated as our fans are. And like I said in the opening statement, we're going to get this right. And we're going to build a football program that everyone can be proud of. And we're acknowledging right now it hasn't been good enough. And that's why we're up here answering these questions, because we haven't been good enough. And we're committed to getting better.
So that was Brinker last night. And look, Joe, a couple things. I realize that given the record that they have and the record that they've had over the last 3 years, that there's nothing he can really say there that's going to make some sort of positive difference when it comes to the fan base and all those things. So I get that. And I'm not saying that there's zero value with the background that Brinker's got and with the background that Borgonzi has and where those guys were and what they've done and what they've seen and all those things. But if there's one thing, if I'm a Titans fan, that I do not care about right now, it is where you used to be and how much you used to win in jobs that were lesser than the job you have right now elsewhere, and how that translates to winning. Guess what, Chad Brinker? Yeah, you used to be in Green Bay. They did some winning. You were not in the role you're in right now. And since you've been in these roles here, you've done nothing but lose, right? So there's obviously a limitation on what all that means just because you've been somewhere else that's won. Guess what? Brian Callahan's been places that have won too. How'd that work out as head coach? Yeah. So my advice to Brinker, because this is not the first time he's talked about this, the 9 Super Bowls and all that stuff, stop saying that.
Yep.
That would be my advice. The Titans fans do not care about that.
And also, don't tell them that you care just as much. I understand this is your job, so it's a totally different dynamic. But you're also getting paid extremely well to do this job, and you're getting money from these people who, again, they were here long before you got here. They're going to be here long after you're gone. Don't play that crap either. But I'm 100% with you. I mean, Rand Carthon was on some tremendous organizations, but he got blamed last year and got fired. He's out. It happens all the time. Good for you. You were previously a lower level person in a winning situation. Does not matter. So, you know, I understand that's sort of the reflex when you're asked why should you be trusted. It doesn't fly anymore.
No.
That's a good thing to mention on your intro presser. And then, okay, now let's see what you do. So far, it has been absolutely atrocious.
Guess what? When you're a bad team and when you're hiring other people from different organizations, you're usually hiring people that come from organizations that win. That's usually how those people get those jobs. So, like, this is not some special thing. I get it. Like, Brinker and Reggie McKenzie and Ziegler and all these guys, like, yeah, they've had a lot of success where they've been in different roles. But what does that have to do with right now? I mean, because right now, I mean, Chad, do you want to talk about the record since you've been here and been involved? Ain't very good, man. It's the worst in the league. So, like, I that is the last time that I want to hear that. If you're a Titans fan out there, I know it's the last time they want to hear that stuff, because the eye roll that immediately takes place when you start talking about that is just ridiculous. And again, like, I fully understand that there's basically nothing he can say in that situation that's going to be satisfactory to Titans fans. Just don't say that. Don't say that.
Yeah. Right. There's no, there again, were these guys put in a bad spot? Of course. Of course they were. The owner of this football team constantly does that, puts her employees in bad spots, and then eventually goes down the list and, okay, you're next to be fired. You're next to be fired. So it's a tough spot, but that is absolutely that should be a complete, like, taken off the table, never mentioned again. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
Yeah. So I thought that was – I heard that last night, and I was like, good grief. Like, here we go again with the 9 Super Bowl stuff. No one cares. Stop talking about that. And now it's just like you're looking at this, and you're 6 games into Cam Ward's tenure here in Nashville. You're already looking for a new head coach. You know, one of the other funny things last night was, like, trying to watch Brinker strike the balance of – oh, yeah, we're going to be leading a search. I mean, Mike and I will lead the search. But, hey, Mike McCoy is going to have it. It's almost like he forgot halfway through his interest. Oh, yeah, Mike McCoy, I got to mention him. Mike McCoy will have every opportunity to be the head coach of the Tennessee Titans, which we all know is just absolutely bogus, which is fine. I get he's got to say that.
Mullarkey got the job.
Yeah, he did.
Mullarkey got the job.
Well, his name is Mike, too. So, I mean, that gives you, I guess, a leg up. A lot of Mikes around here.
Mike's win.
Apparently.
If you're with the Tennessee Titans, your name is Mike, you win. I think Mike Herndon had a tweet of, like, Mikes and non-Mikes. It's pretty amazing, actually.
A lot of Mikes that have gone on around here. So, I mean, that part of it was funny, too. It's like, we'll have a little time later for the conversation about the coaching search, but we will be leading the coaching search. But Mike McCoy will have every opportunity to be the head coach.
He is the lead candidate right now. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Mike McCoy, and again, we can get into that at some point, but it is an interesting – I heard – I mean, D-Mace was pretty pissed off about it yesterday, talking about him getting the job, the interim job, which to me, I guess it's like you leave the coordinators, like, in their spots if you can do something like that, which, I mean, makes sense. But also, it is a fair point, like, okay, so this guy who's just been like an analyst, all of a sudden he's like, all right, guys! I mean, I understand he's done –
I mean, what they'll tell you is he's been a head coach before.
Been a head coach before, but it's like to D-Mace's point as a former player, it's like you need someone in this situation who actually has any kind of relationship with the players and has stood in front of the room with these players ever before. And I hadn't really thought of it that way, but you may have a good point. I don't know. It probably doesn't matter, right? But, I mean, like, they're still the same very bad team that they've been for what feels like a decade, but it's only been, 2 years and change.
Could be worse.
Yeah. Probably will be worse.
How many firings? Someone told us that, like, this many GMs and coaches in this short period of time has never happened. But I don't trust ChatGPT anyway, so I can't verify that. Someone did. Ed did point out, he said, did Amy go to ChatGPT and say, I have to find it so I don't misquote this.
Brinker does love AI.
He does.
Yeah. So maybe Amy went to ChatGPT and said she wants to learn how to run an NFL team, but she accidentally typed in ruin.
No, good. Maybe what, so.
Extra letter. I mean, yeah. it kind of adds up.
Maybe so.
Good job, Ed.
Maybe so. Yeah. I mean, bottom line is, this is. Regardless of what you think of Brian Callahan, and we look again, we all agree, Brian Callahan, bad coach, was going to get fired, needed to get fired, all those things. This is bad. Like, this is not ideal, the way that this has played out. And look, this is way too early for this conversation. But look, this is the NFL. It's not unprecedented. And now you've already got a head coach that you're looking for that's going to look at him and be like, well, Cam's not my guy, but I guess I'm going to take it.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Right. So now it's not, that's your excuse as a coach.
Yeah.
If it continues, if you can't figure it out.
Yeah. If they can't.
And it's like, well, it's not on me. I wouldn't have picked him.
Exactly. Like, if they can't figure it out with Ward pretty quickly, the response from the coach is going to be, I didn't pick this guy. Let me go pick my quarterback. That's what it is in the NFL.
It's a wonderful cycle. Let me hit some quick ones here. Eric says Robbie is dropping truth bombs. Get him, Robbie. Eric in Buffalo. The janitor at Green Bay has just as many Super Bowls as Brinker. I don't want the janitor making decisions for the Titans. David in Paris. Someone saying hire johngruden.com. Please forgive Gruden. Please forgive Gruden.com. Are we going to get into groomers?
Well, we're going. We are at you know, later in the show going to get into who you want to see as the Titans head coach. I would preemptively strike and say Gruden ain't happening. I'll put it that way.
I would think so, too. I would think so, too. Cam says Brinker needs to go. Typical yes, ma'am, com artist. I like to see Bergonzi given control and 3 to 5 years to build. Okay. So is that what's going to happen? Is it Brinker finally, you know, Amy doesn't trust that anymore, and it's like, okay, but this Bergonzi guy seems smart.
Put him in control.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, if I had to guess the way it goes from here, yeah. Like, the pattern here is pretty clear. Like, Amy moves from person to person on who she trusts, right? Like, for a long time, it was J-Rob, and then it wasn't. And then it was, well, we got Mike Vrabel. Like, when they fired John Robinson, part of the statement was, we've got Mike Vrabel. Like, we love Mike Vrabel. And then all of a sudden, that disappeared. And then she fired Mike Vrabel. And
we got
it was
a
like,
young quarterback.
We got a young quarterback. We got Ran.
We got Ran.
And it's like, oh, good, you got Ran. And then he's gone. So, the pattern is there's some clear trust that she's got in one particular person in the organization until it's gone. And then we move very quickly to somebody else. And that's how it's been the last 4 years.
Is she even going to, like, even give a hostage video for people to watch on this? Or is it just
no,
nothing?
No.
There won't be even that?
No.
It's just
– I don't – look – I'm sure if they end up winning again at some point, that you'll see more of her. And certainly if by, you know, some miracle they win the Super Bowl at some point, you'll see her all the time. But right now, when it's going this way, you won't see her again. Not in a public, front-facing way. I mean, like, she'll be at the games and stuff. But you will not hear from her for a long time.
Yeah, that's completely inexcusable. I'm sorry. I'm ready to argue with whoever wants to argue. I'm actually pleasantly surprised no one is arguing that point. I understand. Plenty of owners don't take questions. No one thinks she's going to take questions.
No.
I get that. Like, you can't even – I mean, someone pointed out she has, like, a Welcome to Nashville thing, but it's like the Titans team store. That's what Big Joe – she has some
– at the airport?
Walk into the airport? Yeah. But she can't – she can't even do a video
Nashville.
With Taylor Zarzer right now? Can't do a video with him?
No.
Can Mike Keith come in from Knoxville for a minute?
I'll be stunned. I will. Like, I don't think she wants any part of it.
It's just, it's insanity.
615-737-1025, our phone number. A lot more of your reaction to get to on the firing of Brian Callahan. We'll do that coming up next. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we will get into who you want to see as the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans. All that ahead, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Brian Callahan fired by the Tennessee Titans. Mike McCoy named as interim head coach. 6 weeks into the year, the Brian Callahan era has come to an end. 4-19 overall, Joe Rexroad. Not very good. And we'll see if the Titans do get a coaching bump. Somebody on the YouTube chat asked if this moved the line at all for the Patriots. The Patriots were -6.5 yesterday on FanDuel. They are now -7, so not much of an effect so far from the Titans firing their coach.
Also on the YouTube chat, this is interesting from Mark. If Mike McCoy beats Mike Vrabel, does he automatically get the job permanently?
Wow. Oh, boy. It would probably go a long way to putting himself in the good graces with the owner.
Mike, good job. Good job taking down the other Mike.
Is Amy even going to be there this week? Like, does she even want to be in the
probably not
in the same building as all that going on?
Well, so, I mean, look, like you said, she won't even do anything to address the fans.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't
why
even
go to the games?
Yeah, she didn't even address the fans when Mike Keith was getting put in the Ring of Honor.
it's
so we think she's going to do it now?
Would this like, help her? Does this help or hurt the attendance for Titans fans on Sunday, the firing of Callahan? Does that rally a few?
I think it's like the point spread. I don't think it does much. I think, right?
I don't
know. Like the people who are absolutely, who especially, they deserve, they are really getting fed a bleep sandwich, who are going to show up and show up every week no matter what.
Yeah.
They're obviously going to still be there. Yeah, like I don't know. I can't see someone saying, you know, just because of Brian Callahan, I wasn't going to go. But now I'm going to spend my money to go watch us get smoked by the Patriots and, I guess, cheer Vrabel or whatever.
This
wear a bag on my head.
The phone says 80% chance of rain.
Ooh,
on Sunday. So
even
hopefully
better.
Hopefully that doesn't happen.
Well, see, that's
even
thing.
Better.
That's the type of sloppiness that could equalize a game like this. And all of a sudden, you know, Tony Pollard gets going on the ground.
Gets sloppy out there. Vrabel's got his hand in the dirt on the sideline ready to go. Yeah, I mean, look, I kind of view it this way. I think Titans fans in general knew that this was coming at some point. Like, it's been very obvious that Brian Callahan was going to get fired, right? I mean, whether it was now, whether it was 3 weeks from now, whether it was at the end of the year, I mean, the chances of Brian Callahan, we talked about this after like the third week, the chances of Brian Callahan coming back as the head coach was zero. Like, it just wasn't happening. So, I don't know that this moves the needle all that much from that standpoint. Now, did you see the picture going around yesterday of, like, I guess this guy named Dan that works for the Titans that was texting all these people and was like, hey, you said if Brian Callahan was fired that you'd be all in on the new stadium. Well, guess what? Checking back in.
Oh, my God.
There we go. Get in there.
On one hand, I mean, I respect the hustle, but also, why don't you just stomp on someone's grave, man? Woo! He's fired? Let me call up some ticket buyers.
You told me if we fired the coach that you'd be in for the new stadium.
I guess
and
you're in.
Now we've done it, so what do you think?
Does that reek of desperation a little bit?
It's kind of awesome. I respect it. Okay. I really do.
Yeah, I suppose. That's. Texture says, do y'all not agree that Callahan deserved to be fired? If so, why are you and Robbie talking as if y'all are shocked he got fired?
Are we talking like we're shocked he got fired?
I'm like, are you listening? He's like, I can't tell. Listen back to the show. Y'all sound as if we didn't know it's bad and he didn't deserve it. Dude, all right.
I don't know what you're listening to. Like, yeah. This, again, I've been calling for Brian Callahan to be fired for 3 weeks. 4 weeks.
So basically, this listener thinks that if we're mad at other people, we must be mad because Brian was fired. No, that's not what we're saying. It's not what we've ever said.
It's a couple things being, again, people really struggle with
multiple things
being true. Brian Callahan is a bad head coach. Awful. It's terrible, right? I mean, it's awful. So I have no problem with Brian Callahan being fired. I have no problem with the Titans doing it right now, frankly. Like, I just... he's not good. So I think getting him away from your quarterback is a good thing. And I've made that very clear the last few weeks. However, while acknowledging that, you can also acknowledge that this organization is an absolute flaming tire fire. And it has been for a while. And that all of this is not good for Cam Ward. Again, I don't know that you could have hand-drawn a worse start to the Cam Ward era. They're not winning any games. The one game they did win was handed to them on a silver platter in historic fashion by the Arizona Cardinals. He looks bad, and you can blame that all on the coach if you want to, and maybe a lot of it is on the coach. We're going to find out here moving forward. But he looks bad, and now 6 weeks into his career, you're shuffling the deck around him when that's what you really didn't want to do. All these things, like, this is a horrific start to the Cam Ward era. And you know what it probably means? Like, the statistical likelihood of this when you take somebody number one overall is pretty high anyway, that they're not going to work out. But when you have all this stuff going on and you're a bad organization, it just raises those odds, man, that this ain't going to work. And I'm not giving up on Cam Ward, but the likelihood is it's probably not going to end well based on recent Titans history.
Right. I guess, look, I didn't think Cam Ward should have been the number one overall pick. I didn't think there was any quarterback in this draft should have been the number one overall pick. We talked about this all day yesterday. You know, it's not like you ain't giving up on him now. But it already, to me, was going to be tough. Like, there are some things missing from him as a prospect. He would have ranked, what was it, 6th last year in last year's draft? And so now you're making it as bad as possible. It is basically as bad as possible around him. And by the way, some great timing. Ed brings us up in the YouTube chat. We're going to have to get into this a little bit before the program's over. I'm not through the entire story yet. My coworker, Mike Silver, happened to be in Nashville last week for a Cam Ward story. Here's the headline. Quote, Cam Ward got dropped in the Titans' den of dysfunction. Can he make it out? End quote. And there is some very interesting stuff in this story. Great timing for the Titans.
Just piling on.
Yeah. And hey,
I guess I have to read that.
Yeah. Some interesting stuff about Jeff Simmons and J.C. Latham in the story, too. But to your larger point there, it's just it's as bad a situation as you can have for a young quarterback. So you've got – we always talk about the NFL, 32 jobs. You know, you're going to take the job if you're a coach. You're going to take the job if you have a chance to be a GM. And, you know, that quarterback is drafted first overall. But, man, does Brian Callahan regret taking this job? Is Mike Borgonzi already regret taking this job? And, of course, if you're Cam Ward, well, you're here.
No, you're stuck in the middle of all of it. And, again, if Cam Ward is what they hope he is, then he'll fight his way through all this. And at some point he's going to end up being a good quarterback. But the Titans are doing nothing to help him right now. Nothing, right? Like, from the moment he's been drafted, this whole thing has just been a disaster. And that's looking at the roster. Coaching's been bad. Now you pulled the plug out from underneath the coach. You're going to go hire a new coach at some point. And are you going to hire the right one? Are you going to hire a coach that actually helps Cam Ward? Are you going to hire a coach that knows what he's doing out there? Like, again, the people that are in charge of this do not have a good track record. You know, Borgonzi's new, so we'll see what his influence is on the next coaching hire. But I mean, my question is, how much influence is he going to have on the next coaching hire? Or is it just going to be Brinker going out there making the hire? I have no idea how they're going to handle that.
Yeah, and look, when you have – I don't want to read too much into press conference, body language and whatever, but when you have this severe level of lack of success and people are fired, like, it's there's no way – it's easy for Borgonzi and Brinker to be on the same page, right? And so then these things, they ultimately turn into power struggles, and they ultimately turn into CYA, everybody cover your ass.
Yep.
And that's the culture that Amy has created in this.
Well, and that's why this structure is so stupid.
And so it's just, like, it's doomed to fail, like, right now.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Cam Ward turns into a great player. You know, Borgonzi, they go on a hell of a run of drafting, then you can get out of stuff like this with talent on the field to a point. But I don't like their chances of doing that either. I don't like Cam's chances. I don't like anybody's chances. What do you have over there?
I am reading through this Michael Silver story at The Athletic. I do want to read the quote from this is from apparently a Raiders coach.
Yeah.
After the game Sunday. Quote, that might be the worst team I've seen in the last 25 years. They don't have any difference makers other than Simmons, and the whole thing was a total mess. That might be the worst team I've seen in a quarter century out there in the NFL. That kind of shows you where things are.
But they got 9 Super Bowls!
615-737-1025, our phone number. More of your thoughts on the firing of Brian Callahan, plus, who do you want to see as the next head coach of the Tennessee Titans? We will get into all that. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game.